This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 4th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. We do have a rotation underway. What's going on is last week, the 10-year Treasury closed at 1.51%. Today, it's 1.67%. So that pretty dramatic rise in the 10-year Treasury yield caused some profit-taking in some dividend growth stocks yesterday, but they should be fine, and they're firming up today. The other thing is a lot of tech stocks are selling off in the wake of higher interest rates. Now, the financial media creating this fallacy that higher interest rates will hurt tech stocks. That's not true at all, because tech stocks are part of the productivity miracle that's happening around the globe. So this is just a normal rotation, and money isn't leaving the market, it's just sloshing around. So today we have the Dow up, but the S&P and NASDAQ is down, and NASDAQ is the weakest part of the market. Now, the irony is, of course, the tech stocks, especially the semiconductors, will have the strongest earnings announced in the upcoming weeks. So don't let Wall Street shake you out, okay? Now, as far as economic news is concerned, well, there are basically two big stories. One is Omicron. We have 1 million cases in America. And that's not the issue. The issue is all the testing that's being required by many states and some employers. So what happens is, you know, if you show up at the airport and your pilots or stewardesses have Omicron, then you can't take off, okay? So, and this is affecting multiple businesses, and this is unfortunate. It's also kind of amazing. You know, my daughter goes to Cornell, and she had Omicron and recovered, of course, like all the other kids did. But she can't go back to Cornell without getting a vaccine, okay? Another booster specifically. So you might have seen the vaccine stocks getting hit on fears that no one will need vaccines anymore. You've seen some of the testing stocks get hit on the fears that we're not going to need testing. But based on the laws that are being imposed, the rules being imposed, we're going to be vaccinated and tested forever. So obviously this is part of the economic disruption underway. But hopefully it'll be over within a month. And, you know, if you do get Omicron, it does help protect you against the Delta variant. You know, your T cells will help protect you. So it's not the worst thing to get, okay? The other thing that's going on is the Institute of Supply Management announced their manufacturing purchasing managers index. And essentially it did slow to the slowest pace in 16 months. But if we look at the new orders component and the backlog component, it's still very, very healthy. So manufacturing will remain robust, okay? But the headline was it slowed to the lowest level in 16 months. So that kind of spooked some people. The other comment I have about the market is we are right around the corner from earnings. The earnings will start to really roll out in the third week of January and continue through about February 10th. And they should be spectacular. And we have the stocks with best earnings. So if anything, any stocks that we recommend that are dipping, they're good buys near term. And you can buy in a dip and then you'll get your nice little earnings pop. As far as earnings driving stocks are, I want to assure everybody that that's the game, okay? I realize a lot of money's plowed into Apple, a lot of money's plowed into Tesla, and I realize the market's been shockingly narrow, but you can see that money spreads around. You know, Ford is up sharply today as an example, so I think everything will be fine. So hang in there, folks. One last thing I want to mention. Our friends at Bespoke documented that SPY, which is the S&P 500 ETF, was only up 9.6% last year during market hours. On the other hand, it moved 16% after market hours. So most of the market movements aren't even during market hours. So that basically means that as you watch things go up and down, don't let it bother you, okay? Because a lot of the moves are happening after market hours. At least it is on the S&P 500. So that's all I've got to mention right now. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. But hang in there, everybody. We're on the verge of great earnings for our stocks. And I do expect those earnings to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. And please remember, the Fed still remains very accommodative. So we're still in the Goldilocks right now.